Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone, this is the Sound Health Options Happy Hour Show. Richard Talk to Me Guy and Sherry Edwards.
Good evening, Sherry.
Sorry, I lost your audio for a minute. Now we're back.
Oh, I said, well, how are you doing in California? And then, whoops, we lost Richard.
Now we're back. Okay. Good. I don't want to tell you that the weather's kind of okay here. It's really cold and there are frogs falling from the sky. You know.
That's
sorry.
Just because I told you it was colder than a frog here.
Yeah, exactly.
There are some good things going on, Richard. I am very happy. You just
told me
they passed the veterans bill. I didn't see that. Tell me about that.
Congress finally got off their large, well-clothed butts and approved the – this is a bill that was first denied because of the choose-your-expletive-of-choice congressman. I think it was Tom Coburn who blocked the passage before for funding for the Veterans Administration. The title is Senate Approves Bill to Curb Military Suicides. And so this is a bill. The bill actually passed 99-0. So they realized they'd better get on it and just make that happen. So that will now allow funds for the Veterans Administration to give them incentives to give psychiatric care for veterans coming in. And also, I'm scrolling quickly. It was on an increase, and now they're giving funding.
I bet they got a lot of flack from the last time because they gave double the money that the veterans wanted to do some kind of report on whether or not somebody was spying on somebody and leaving the veterans out. I wrote a very, you are misplaced in your loyalties. So, and I encourage a lot of other people to also. We should tell people that this
who
is
who we
happening.
Are. Yeah.
And we're going to talk about Alzheimer's this evening by request because there's a lot of people who have parents now and even themselves that their memories are going. So we're going to get to that in just a few minutes. But we wanted to announce a couple of really nice events. We are dual broadcasting over on Blog Talk Radio, and Richard's handling that. There's audio there. But if you want to see what we're doing, go to our site, soundhealthoptions.com, go to radio, go to happy hour, and you can see all the neat things we're putting up. We have a chat. We've had a chat going even before the show started. I want to make a couple of announcements. We have on the 5th and 6th, which is Thursday and Friday of this week, we have a surprise, and some of you are going to be upset. But we don't know what to do about that yet, but you can make some suggestions. We have a class coming up called Heart or Matters of the Heart. And it is about compatibility, choosing the right loved one, when to let go, what's chocolate got to do about it, how to see if you're really compatible, where your problems lie. And this is a $1,200 course, 2 days, software. We are going to provide it free to people who sign up for the Guardian as a new guardian. Now, I see a lot of you on here are already guardians, so we're going to have to make some kind of compensation here. I don't know what. I will talk to Marie tomorrow, but I can see a lot of you maybe want to join us for that. Let me see if I can put up the flyer. I don't know if I can get it all on here, but I'll put it up and then we'll work our way down. The software is the sex factors, hormone and receptors, that's for people who want to get pregnant, migraines, and the nano voice compatibility. But it's matters of the heart, and I don't think I can get it all on here. But it's going to be, this is a drive to get people to join Guardians, so it's free for new Guardians, or $1,200 for non-Guardians, and it's a two-day course. And for those of you who are practitioners and want to join us to do this, I don't know what to do about that. We didn't consider it when we decided to use it as a way of helping people come in. So I'll discuss that and we'll deal with it. You have any suggestions, Richard?
I'll let it roll around. I can't think of an immediate solution, but it'd be good to come up with some bonus, but I'm not sure what it is yet.
Okay. Well, somebody sent me this on my email, and I wanted to share it with people. Dear Mr. President, I heard you say, I heard you would not guarantee Social Security checks if the debt ceiling isn't raised, and this is about his budget. He wants a six-year guaranteed budget, which means it would fall over into the next president, and he doesn't want anybody to have any way to undo this budget, which I think is silly. It's going to end when he ends. He hasn't done a budget all this time, so why now? But anyway, it goes on to say, why is it scare always has to do with Social Security, our soldiers' pay, and Medicare? Why not stop your pay, your staff's pay, or Congress? Let's hold the paychecks of all the House and Senate members and see how fast this resolves this mess. If you agree, repost this, and I'll send it to anybody who wants it. It's about what was on TV last night showing that the IRS workers, government workers, and 37 people on Obama's staff owe back taxes, and it comes into the billions of dollars that they owe. You know, why is it always the little guys that get crapped on? So that's my
rant for the moment. I jump on the box for a moment. Well, I mean, I jump on the box as well because it is true. I mean, I think the reason that the little guy gets picked on so much, the little person perhaps, is that because we don't really have a way to, you know, we can't hire the, you know, $500 an attorney to go in and go, no, blah, 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 all those attorney lies. That's in my opinion. In all that attorney tap dancing and magic is that they know that they can we say crap on the air? On little people because they have no way to defend themselves. They have to go, you know, it's like having all of your money and houses seized, like that woman we interviewed a couple weeks back who was growing, you know, six pot plants for herself and had everything, you know, is still looking at going to jail because of that. I mean, the little person's an easy, you know, person to kick.
Easy target. Take it from the little guy. I think we could say drop feces.
I like it. I will write that down. I may have to use that. That's very good.
I got another thing. I love it when people send me this stuff. I don't even remember who it was from. There's so many good people. But this was a, what do you call it? Newscast, mind-blowing. What did they call this? Alert. House votes to repeal Obamacare. You know, we're up to almost $1 trillion just for the website. How many people could they have insured for $1 trillion? They need to start over, keep the good parts of this, and crap on the old parts. But I think this is wonderful that this is happening.
I'll jump on that for just a second and say I think the tricky part about that happening is that that means that they, the Republicans in charge, now can go in and do really whatever they want or the agenda that they had in the first place, which there's no way that it's going to be stated. There are some good things in Obamacare or the Covered Care Act. And to throw them all out means that, okay, even the good parts are now gone and they can now rebuild whatever they want. So throwing the whole thing out just to go like, we hate this, is, I think, stupid.
Well, it's one of the reasons that we're creating the Guardian Network that we said we would like people to join, is because we want to put health into the hands of the people. And I don't like the idea, even with the old insurance, they had ceilings. If you had insurance and it became a cancer patient and it came to $1 million and that's all you had, then you had to pay it out of your pocket or something. But now it's even worse because now they're going to have you sign over your property to them to take care of your health. There is a ceiling. This is all you get, and it's, well, I don't know what happened there. Are you still seeing my vocal profiling thing up?
No, now I'm seeing the login page at WebEx with the smiley-faced woman. So you must be on a different screen.
Well, all of a sudden, it just decided to go blurry.
Mercury retrograde.
Well, it gave Roger the presenter somehow instead of me.
Wow.
Okay, I'm going to take it back, Roger. This computer is doing strange things.
Okay,
Back. There's a debt ceiling. Used to be if it was existing condition, you couldn't get insurance. I think bringing that back would be good. 26 and younger, you can still keep on your insurance. There's some good things about this, but the way they did it is atrocious. And so that's the reason we're doing things like tonight we're doing the gray matter of Alzheimer's and looking at people's voice. So if we have a volunteer that you can't remember things, or somebody's writing a whole bunch here, we must have hit a sore spot here. It's important to be clear whether we are discussing health care or insurance. Obamacare is about health care, is not about health care, it's about insurance. And Susan says that. Well, there's parts of it that looks much like government-sponsored insurance. And I really would like this to be in the hands of the people. But some things are being done, and I don't want to be paranoid, but I am totally beginning to be paranoid. Wow. We had a girl who works for us who has about a 4 or 5 year old daughter, 3 or 4, and she gets something called WIC coupons, women, infants, and children, and they're like food stamps, but she went totally to the grocery store with these WIC coupons and tried to buy whole milk, and they told her she could only have 2% milk, that blue stuff, and that she could not buy fresh vegetables, only canned. Now, babies need the fats that are in whole milk. What are they trying to do? To damage the brain from a very early age so nobody can think from birth to death, because they've got people on all these statins, and you know how I feel about that. We were very upset and brought in Stephanie Seneff about statins, and she warned that it caused diabetes and other things, and sure enough, a year or so later, it comes out. There it is. She's a very brave soul. It is incredible what's going on, and we've created about 100 programs, and we're going to be giving some of these away, like tonight. Many of you wrote to us, and you used the email drawing, like drawing on a piece of paper, drawing at Sound Health Options, and I'm typing this into the chat, soundhealthoptions.com. We are going to draw tonight to see if we can give away the Gray Matters of Alzheimer's software, and we're also going to be doing something called neuroplasticity and checking people to not only see if Alzheimer's is a problem, but what can be done about it. We have a friend, Brian Shar, who has made some supplements. And I have his stuff up here, I think. Nope, that's the wrong one. Well, it got closed down. I will go find it again. That is really weird how this got... There it is. Sound health options, focus attention. He has something called biologic nutraceuticals. And we turned it into a computer program so we can see what part of the brain is not functioning. We were looking at focusing attention here and how people forget things. So we will be looking at some of these this evening. We are trying to get something started so that practitioners, this is the one that's I take, the practitioners can buy this wholesale. So we're going to do both of those. Do we have any volunteers? You want to know if your brain is good or not? Just raise your hand, go down to the bottom of the participants list, go to that little green tab at the top or bottom of your screen and go to participants. Or we may have to do you, Richard. Oh, there's somebody. Robin put her hand up. Robin, we'll be testing you on two different things here as we look at this. So, gray matter of Alzheimer's. You can go to our site, soundhealthoptions.com, and go to the bonus software or any of the class software and, under downloads and download this Bioacoustic Basics book. It has everything in it that we're going to talk about this evening. And for your new people, you can go to Downloads and go to Secret Stash and download these two videos, one called Breaking the Sound Barriers of Disease and the other Miracles of Non-Medicine. George put in a very long blip here about what happened in the House of Representatives today. Now, I saw on Fox News, of all things, Fox News, that everybody should get vaccinations. They should do it on the schedule, and there's nothing wrong with them. It was Megyn Kelly's show, and boy, did I fill her ear up today with how she ever has one of her own children maimed, like I had my grandchildren maimed. She'll get off that. What's really needed is a screening to see if those children are going to be damaged. But she was loud and obnoxious, and I usually like her, and she was arguing with the judge Napolitano about how her doctor set her straight. And we've had enough people on this show to show that a lot of doctors have been set straight by the vaccine companies, the very people who are selling it, like when we did Bought and Doctored and those whistleblowers. So we are convinced that the body has the ability to self-diagnose and to reorganize according to that internal information. And that's why we want to look at Alzheimer's. Alzheimer's is a strange word to spell. It's a most common disease. 5 million people now have been diagnosed. And there's probably many more that we can look at. It's older adults, and I believe that ADD and ADHD is just young people's Alzheimer's because they're not looking at this with any kind of, we can look at your brain. It's after you're dead and they go in and look at it that they're getting information. So this is one of the things that we did with Robin Williams. We were able to look at his voice a year before he committed suicide and tell that he had Lewy proteins, which are a part of Alzheimer's, Parkinson's. And one of the ways you know this is happening, you start to lose your sense of smell. After we said this, his wife came out and said, yes, he had Parkinson's. We could tell from his vocal print that it was not just depression. Now, if we could do that for the 5 million other people and give them a solution to what is going on by some of Brian Shaw's information, because as long as the population above 60 is remembering how it used to be, that's going to be a trouble spot for people, for politicians to get away with what they want. So how do we reverse that? We take the people that we scan for Lewy proteins through the gray matters of Alzheimer's or even neuroplasticity, and we use some of Brian's herbs built specifically to help with Alzheimer's and memory, and we begin to look at what's going on. Now, one of the things, one of the people who just volunteered is Robin Barnes, and we are going to start with something called Audacity. And this is free to all of you, and it's audacity.sourceforge.net. George, will you put that in there? People with Alzheimer's forget how to spell Alzheimer's, so watch out. Yes. And remember, Audacity is already free, but the two computer program, Alzheimer's and Neuroplasticity, that we're going to use with Robin because she volunteered, Robin disappeared on me. Robin, there you are, down at the bottom on the R. Okay. Now, you have, it's what, 6:21. We're going to give you tomorrow at 10 o'clock is your deadline, because when we gave away Abacus P, we had people asking for it for 10 days or something. And every time they had to ask for it, they had to go back in and set it up. So we want all of these people who want to be in this drawing to enter by 10 o'clock tomorrow. drawing@soundhealthoptions.com. And it's audacity.source, S-O-U-R-C-E, forge.net. Let's see if I can, A-U-D-A-C-I-T-Y, at source. Now, I misspell S-O-U-R-C-E, O-R-G-E.net. Thank you. Now you've got it in there two or three times. So this is a simple, I want to say voice sampling, but it's just a sound recording. What do you call this, Richard? This type of computer program? A sound sampler?
It's just a recording. Actually, it's a recording application. That's really what it is it's for recording and for sound editing. So I would just call it a recording app.
And it is
great. You think of it as a sampler because that's what you use it for, which is great. But it's a very handy editing platform.
Okay, so Robin, I'm going to open your mic. You're unmuted, Robin. Hi.
Hello.
Robin is one of our teachers, trainers, so she knows what's going on here. We're going to push this red button, and she's going to talk 30 seconds. You ready?
I'm ready.
Go.
Okay, so I don't think I've got Alzheimer's, but, I'm getting to the point where I look at something and I decide that I need to do it, and it's in another room, and I go into the other room, and then I forget why I went into the other room. So I'm a little bit nervous that I'm getting a little bit foggy on the brain, so to speak. I do have Alzheimer's in my family, so I've had relatives who have had Alzheimer's, and so it's definitely something that I am concerned about.
So we did 32 seconds because we wanted to give you an example of this is kind of silence, so you can cut that out. And there's a lot of information about how to read these and look at them. What looks good, what looks bad. Like, this is way too low, so we could look at it and push this green button. We're getting feedback from you, Robin, so I'm going to mute you. This looks like it's too low, so I rolled over it with my left mouse. I'm going to push this green triangle.
I don't think I've got Alzheimer's,
but it's still there. But you want it so that it looks kind of like this. But we're going to export that, not save it, And remember, go back and download that little book, Bioacoustic Basics. I'll show you where it is on the website. Oh, maybe not that one. I have to go back over here and look at it. Sound Health Options. If you go to Downloads, and let's go to Bonus. It's this little booklet, number 5. Just double-click or hit here and download this. It's 72 pages. Put on your desktop, and it'll give you all the information about how to do what we're doing right now. So we're going to go to... I lost my mouse. Export. And we're going to call this Robin's Brain. And we're going to put it in a WAVES file. It gives you directions on how to make all of these different files in that little booklet. I'm not going to kill that, just minimize it. And I think I'll open neuroplasticity first. Now, this is one of the programs. I'm going to do a screenshot of that. That is so pretty. But I cannot get it over on the other thing without being weird about it. That's what it looks like. These are all your brain connections. Can you see how beautiful that is in different colors? You have about 144,000 miles of nerve fibers. Who said to me the other day, was it you, Pauline, that said if you took all your brain and laid it out, it'd be 24 feet long or something? Your lungs. Okay. So we don't know how big your brain would be if we unwound it all. So we're going to be using this computer program and a computer program called Audacity. And this is also available on the website where you get that little booklet. This takes the voice sample that we just did, that 30 seconds, and it changes it from... I walk into a room. Look, my desktop is gone again. That's about the third time in a week. So I'm going to go to Waves, and there's Robin's Brain. And it changes it from, well, when I walk into a room and I want to do something, sometimes when I come, I can't remember what it is. It won't say that. This reorganized it from 0 cycles per second up to 1,000 cycles per second. Now, you look at the vocal range is in here from about 100 cycles per second to about 400. But if we took out the bottom and the top and then tried to play what she said again, it would sound like, it would just sound like squirrel talk or something. Because you need these higher frequencies to put the nuance back into your voice. Now, you see a gray grid here. That's normal. You can see a lot of stringers here. Robin did something that's causing her to be tired. Robin, remind me to talk about your class tomorrow, too. So
okay.
All these little stringers, that means she's just muscle tired. So we're going to ask the computer to tell us what it thinks is the most important. And the most important is what's up above this gray grid and what's below the gray grid. Not a lot below it, but a lot of stringers in it. So that's kind of normal for her to push herself, but she's still tired. This is too high. See a big hole there? That's too high. So let's fill in the blank. Robin's Brain. And this is online. So we're going to ask the computer to pull the points. Again, Every bit of these instructions are in that Bioacoustic Basics book. Hey, and it took the ones we identified. One, two, it only has four lows. Now, on some of these programs, you have to have six lows. We'll see if this will work. But there's two sets of 12 numbers. Where'd they come from? Well, this entire... We've got some black lines in here. That's weird. There's extra lines here, and I don't know where they're coming from. Well, we'll just put up with it for the moment. This whole grid is active, so you could hit the grid anywhere, and it would tell you what frequency that is. The higher the frequency, the more of the compound or element you have that represents that frequency. And if it's low, the less you have of it. So this might be low iron or low niacin or low dopamine. We don't need, no, high iron, high dopamine. The computer is going to let us look at some of that in terms of her brain. So is there any of this we want to change? If we had this one, why not take that one? Do we have any that I'd like to change? This one, I'd like to have that one. Now, these two right here are probably just slices that the computer took because it moves along and jumps up. We could look at these highs right here if you want. We could look at that high. What would you like to get rid of? What can we do without? Well, I'm going to right mouse that and left mouse it right out of there because that's not something I would take. Without it, it doesn't look like I would take it. Whoops. I put another one in. I don't want that. I'm going to erase that one. I just didn't get close enough here. Delete. Now I have two blanks that I could add other things. I think I want at least four. Where else could I go? I think I'll take this little double right here out. And maybe this one. Because you want to take things that look odd, that look like it's not like anything else. So I'm going to take my left mouse and roll up and over. That's going to expand that. Use my right mouse and then my left mouse to have it put in here. And I have to remember that that's a high. We looked at this one as a low, but we'll hold on for a minute. I forget which other ones I want to take. Some of these highs. We took all this in a little clump here. Now I want to go down and take this other low right there. And you can put the directionality in, whether it's above the grid high or below the grid low. But it's no use to put it in because it'll just erase it the next one you put in there. So Robin online, and we don't need birthday because we're not taking data from this. Female, and we're doing a brain scan. Now we have all these numbers and we want to save them, but we don't go up here and say save. We go to this little Rubik's Cube. It doesn't save all of this, all the WAV file. It saves the numbers. I'm going to hit the little Rubik's Cube. And I don't want to save it in waves. I want to save it in something called a GNS file, which to us is Genesis, and it starts. I'm going to minimize that and then look at my neuroplasticity. Open client, go to my desktop, go to that GNS file, double click on Robin's brain file, and it dumps all of those numbers right in, exactly what we were looking at. So let's go look at memory, M-E-M-O-R-Y, in usefulness, and this is something that we should look at. Granulin involved with memory, that's the chemical that causes you to eat. Neuropeptide Y. Oh, here is the neurotransmitting. It's under medication, but it really should be nerve. That was the one I was saying I was taking. No, that's a different one. So what did that say? P-I-R-A-C-E. P-Y. P-I-R-A-C-E. I don't see that. I can't see this board very well, Richard. Can you look over here and see?
It's on the left, off a little bit.
Here?
One more up.
One more. This one?
Yep.
Okay, what does it say about this?
Piracetam is of the racetam family. There's a whole group of supplements that are part of the racetam, and piracetam is the one of the older of the cognitive enhancements. It's not a stimulant. It helps the way nerve endings work because it increases, I think, the, what would that be called? Something. The action of the brain.
Is it an herb?
No, it's not.
What's it made of? Do you know?
I don't know the point of origin of piracetam. I know that piracetam is the oldest. It's in the category of nootropics, which is cognitive enhancement supplements, and it's had the most research done on it. It's like the old school classic, and now there are a bunch of new supplements that are in the same racetam family, but it's not herbally derived.
Okay.
He does have another formula called piracetam GPC, which I believe he did add some other things to it, but I didn't get to read that formula.
So you've looked at his site?
Yeah.
What I like is all this good information he gives about the product.
Yes, yeah, I like it.
And we have used it on people with strokes, and it's very effective. Okay, well, that's what it says. Now, that's not what's in Robin's chart, but that's what it says, one of the components.
Well, and actually, you are looking, that word that you have there, what you were looking for on his site was just the straight piracetam. He also has a product called Piracetam GPC, which he takes piracetam and bundles it with some other things. So there may be herbs in there that I'm not aware of.
Okay. Well, these are the possible things that neuroplasticity might tell her. There's three things here. Herb-derived memory enhancer, galantamine, and iodoberone. I'm hoping that's what that really says. I am looking at this sideways from about 6 or 7 feet away. So if I'm pronouncing something wrong or not seeing it right, somebody correct me. Okay, now we could print that out just to keep looking at it or have it handy. But let's go to Robin's chart and let's look at all of these things and see what these frequencies that we picked out of her voice as high or low might be representing. And you'll see little yellow things disappear over here. We're going to look at number one, C, C sharp, D, D sharp, and so forth. And we want to look at four or more. Anything four or more is usually an issue, and she has 3 4s. So she has some things going on, but they aren't very bad. If you had 4, 5, or 6 or something that high, there would be more of a problem. But D is digestion, liver, gallbladder, making your enzymes, hormones. And then down here, chemical detoxifying, degeneration of body process, and B, circulation. Any of those an issue for you, Robin?
Oh, yes.
You want to give us a hint?
Well, Yeah, I mean, I was in a car accident in December, so I'm still struggling chiropractically with that. So I would guess that that's a big part of it.
What muscles are in stress?
Mostly neck.
Neck
and left side neck and shoulder and, like, upper to middle back.
Okay, well, let's see if any of those are in there. Because we have all the muscles and your body parts and biochemicals and toxins. So one of the things you can do is what we call bundling. And we can bundle this in a PDF file so we can send it to Robin. So you can have clients in Alaska and you're in California. Those are on our site. Right under the booklet that you're going to be downloading, this is the folder that helps you bundle. I didn't mean to hit it, but these are all the files that are inside there, and you can download those. But let's go back one. We need to turn her files into a PDF file, a PDF report, so we've put this in here for you to be able to download PDF instructions, so we can put all of these in one file and then we can send them off to Robin, which I will do kind of after the show. And all the instructions are there. We've tried to do all of this to make it easy for you to set up your own bioacoustic practice. And with the software we have, you probably will have to buy a microphone and you have to have a computer, but that's about it. Okay, the first one we're going to look at is neuroplasticity activators. So galantin is low, inhibitor of neurotransmitter release, so we really don't care about that one, whether it's low or not. Neuropeptide Y, high, associated with memory and learning. Now, didn't we just see that over here? Neuropeptide Y, can't see all of it. Let's move some of this over so we can see more. Neurotransmitter vasoconstrictor associated with, but it doesn't tell if it's supposed to be high or low. A vasoconstrictor, what does that really say? I can't get over there to look. We'll have to watch for it on the report of the proteins, the genomes, or the activator. Now, there it is on the activator. With galantin, coexists with vasopressin. Prodimorphin, I think. I can't read it. But those two are high, but we don't know if high is good or not yet. So these are amino acids. Glycine, you can look it up. Where's glycine from? Grains, I think. Important inhibitory neurotransmitter. Like everything's coming at you at once, and you can't think, and you get spasms sometimes, and you got to do 40 things at once, and you're ADD. Sometimes your brain gets like this when you're thinking about many things, and you walk in the room to get a needle or something and you can't remember what you went for, that glycine could be high and not usable. Glycine works with glutamic acid and glutathione. We could go look at a neurotransmitter. It's glycine. It's too high. So as we look at where you download this information, there is something I call a green sheet. And it's an amino acid, and we could look at glycine, useful in helping the body absorb calcium. Few people are glycine deficient, constituent of glutathione. Well, let's keep that handy, because if glycine's too high, it means it's not being useful. Robin, I would look at that in terms of mapping. Tryptophan's on here twice, but it only has one use. If this said aids in neurotransmitter function, aids in neurotransmitter function, I would say it was on your chart twice, but it just gives two different uses. Precursor for serotonin, which is the wake-up chemical and give yourself energy, and niacin, along with B6, it helps produce serotonin, dopamine, norepinephrine, which is a big one for weight, and that's what I'm feeling with yours, Robin. It's norepinephrine. Another place to get norepinephrine, and just to test this out, is naproxen. If you take naproxen and you get a hit of energy, then that means your body's not making the norepinephrine. And that is an early B, I believe. I can't remember. It's the same as B12 as a frequency for those of you who are practitioners. Okay, this is neuroplasticity, biochemicals. Hyaluronic acid, high. This helps your joints. It cushions things. So if you've got it in terms of a brain, it indicates brain injury, a hit. You know, when you hit your neck in your car accident, it could have ask the body to create more hyaluronic acid to sort of cushion the brain better. It could be in the joint of your shoulder, or you said you hurt your shoulder and your neck. Don't know yet. Did you want to say something, Robin?
Somebody else? No, I was just going to say that's correct. Yeah, neck and shoulder.
Neurokinin B signals preeclampsia and can choke immune molecules. Ooh, we want to get that down. But here's a problem with showing people this thing. You cannot go to the drugstore and buy neurokinin B. You can't even go to your doctor and buy it. This is where we would send you to a bioacoustic practitioner, because we can do with frequency and do it completely with the body what a physician or conventional medicine cannot do. You can buy hyaluronic acid at your health food store, but you can't not buy neurokinin B. And this is the kind of thing that we want people to have access to. This is what we train people with our five-day professional class that Robin helps us train. This is what we want available to everybody, and we want it online so everybody can just turn on their computer and see what's going on for the day. The next one we're going to do, and remember we had all of those, monoamine oxidase is low, helps break down serotonin, noradrenaline, and adrenaline. So if this is low, she's going to get spurts of excess energy if it really is an issue, and it goes along with, I think, dopamine. Let's go look, because this is the mapping program, and a lot of what goes on in this course is a lesson for practitioners as well as just an introduction. Well, it's not coming up. As well as an introduction to new people. It means, Susan asked the question, naproxen, if you take it and you get an energy rush, it means your body's not utilizing norepinephrine correctly. No, it means that your body isn't making enough of the norepinephrine. Your body simply isn't making it. So if we use this mapping program to go over and look at a methylation worksheet, and we look at that monoamine, it was B, wasn't it? It's one of the enzymes for the dopamine. And this comes down through tryptophan, B6, tryptophan, niacin down through serotonin, dopamine, and then the norepinephrine. So she's got some kind of little signaling problem right here. She also has a signaling problem over here with glycine, dimethyl and trimethylglycine, and maybe BHMT. And if we have a lot of time, we probably should run her through mapping. She could run herself through mapping since she knows all this stuff backwards and forwards and does it for people all the time. But it's really, really hard to work on yourself. Now, genomes. I always want to look at genomes in connection with proteins at the same time. I'm going to go through here till I find the proteins and move it over. I should have looked at these two first because it's kind of difficult to look at all of these at once. So this tells you quicker than anything else where your problem is. This is epigenetics, and I really would like to get this database done for epigenetics. I have all of the books. I've gone to all of the classes. What we're looking for is any two things that are alike here. Now, we already had that gelatin, didn't we? It was low someplace. Well, I'm having a hard time here getting all this stuff together. We also had granulin as a problem already. Neurotropin, did we have that? Nerve growth factor. Now, see, even I don't know what these things are. And we'd have to go over here and look and see what they do. Stimulates P75 to sortilin. Creates signaling bonding, part of tyrosine kinase signaling. Now, that's in the same pathway right next to it. Let me find this mapping again. That tyrosine, well, I thought it was up here. Oh, there it is. See, it's in that same energy pathway. This is the amino acid for the thyroid, so we might want to check your thyroid. But we want to look at anything that is here more than once or anything that's both a gene and a protein. The genes you can control with your mind, according to Bruce Lipton and Candace Pert, and then they in turn control the proteins. But I don't see anything here that's both a protein. Got three things high, three things low. We'd have to look these up. If Robin was an ordinary person, I would send her to a practitioner to have all of these looked at. So let's look at this nitric oxide synthase. This is also on our map, and it's in the detox area of the map over here. This is detox, energy production. This is all about DNA and RNA repletion, and this is how people use their incoming resources. I recently learned that too much methionine can cause infertility, so we need to watch that. Caused a couple of other things, and I can't remember what class I was doing. But I just remember that too much methionine is not a good thing, where it's hard to overdose on glutathione. So this is a little map. This is the energy to get it all done. And I would suggest that Robin look at her thyroid and look at her energy. Nitric oxide synthase, are any of these repeated? No. It's high. High can mean it's not usable. High can mean she's taking too much of it. And it's hard to take too much nitric oxide synthase because it's hard to get. There's a couple of places on Amazon where you can get nitric oxide that has the enzyme with it. But neuronal regulation of smooth muscles, including an erection, we could leave that out for her. implications of neurotoxicity associated with neurodegenerative disease. She doesn't have one I know about. Implications in neurotoxicity associated with stroke. I don't think she's had a stroke. Responsible for regulating blood pressure. Have you had any blood pressure issues, Robin?
No, not at all.
Okay, displays properties as a neurotransmitter. Tetrahydrobiopterin is essential cofactor for. Ah, this may be the issue because the body is so incredibly redundant. So this BH4 here is tetrahydrobiopterin. So this is a cofactor for that. So she has the tyrosine, then the BH4 nitric oxide synthase, serotonin, MAOA, and possibly norepinephrine, but we don't know yet. And when this comes down through here, this is signaling, muscle signaling. So that's something else that we would want to look for. But it looks like her energy production here is what is in stress. And we saw that in her vocal print when we had all of these little stringers. So that may be where the kink is that makes your muscles tired before they should be. But we'll keep looking. The next one we're looking at is vitamins. Vitamin B1, too high, unless you're taking it. Now look, helps organize cognitive activity and brain function. This means it's in there twice. When the use is repeated twice, this is in her vocal print two times. B1, Robin, has two functions. We just looked at this with a little kid last week. It can cause beriberi, and there's a wet beriberi about gums and teeth and inflammation, and there's a dry beriberi that attacks the muscles if your B1 is not working well. Now, can anybody remember what we do about something that is too high and we want to work with it? Do you remember looking at that green sheet? This comes in very handy. Vitamins, B1. It needs the rest of the B vitamins and manganese. But so far, yours only says your B1 is too high. You've been taking B1?
I don't think I'm specifically taking B1, no.
Well, there are cofactors that you can look at for each of these vitamins. The other Bs, and you didn't have any listed, and manganese, but we haven't looked at your minerals yet. But that's important. If that's high, you're not using it. B1 helps the layers, linings of the organs, too. But if it's high like this and you're not taking it, I would say it's not working as efficiently as it could. I don't think there's any more here. Oh, there is. Okay, we don't need that one, but we'll send it to you. The enzyme, we looked at that one. Make sure we got them all. Genomes, we looked at the nitric oxide synthase. This is really for cell respiration. It makes the cells get up and do what it ought to do. Were you particularly tired this evening?
Well, I did hot yoga this morning, and that tends to wipe me out. Physically, yeah.
Okay. It says cerebrobrosterol is high. This is not especially a good brain chemical to be high, so you'd want to use your formula to bring that down or at least into normal. But it says it modulates cell signaling. Look on your Genesis and see if you have a COMT. Now, it did not say anything about any nutrients that she might have used here. There is a way to look at this. This is under herb and medication. There was a third one. Oh, medication. So I'm going to go change her variance to 6, and I'm going to uncheck everything and look at medications and herbs to look at a little wider gap here. You see, that flipped through and nothing happened. This means that none of the herbs or whatever was appropriate in this case. Now, we could go look at fatigue, but let's go do what we were supposed to do and look at Alzheimer's. I look at Lewy proteins. I look at any amyloids. And if we look here at memory, probably get a big list. Yep. Insulin, interleukin, lecithin, magnesium. I don't remember. Well, there was one thing about vasopressin. It says vasopressin can improve memory. I didn't know that. May improve memory. Your vasopressin goes up. I think it's related to high blood pressure and diabetes, where vasopressin goes up and down. Somebody is talking here. I'm going to check your mics. Okay. But I don't see anything that was on her other report. Maybe they're not redundant. Okay, so we go to desktop and GNS files. Robin, there's everything dropped in. Now, let's look at just proteins and enzymes. Proteins and genomes, I mean, sorry. We're just going to look at those two first because that usually tells us where to go. So it didn't recommend that she take any nutrients, and I don't know if B1 has to do with thinking. Somebody could look that up and bring it back to us. Does B1 have anything to do with brain and thinking? Okay, there's the protein. And this is the genes. So we're looking at Alzheimer's genomes. And if we have a nutrient or a protein and a genome the same, this is high. Move this over and see if we can see if this is high or low. Glutathione peroxidase 3, glutathione peroxidase 4, glutathione 2. Does this give you a clue? Oh, that's a different one. That's not a 3. This tells you she's probably not using glutathione very well, doesn't it? 2, 4, 6, and 3. All of them high. Robin, there is a form of glutathione that we've been experimenting with here. And we gave it to Pauline, who's here from Australia. Her energy came up a bit. We give you glutathione in the morning. Your energy comes up. If you'll call the office, they can give you a link to that. But it's got the enzymes to use glutathione in it. When we go back to look at that map, what?
I will do that in the morning, first thing.
Okay. It's down here where the glutathione shows up. In this section, so that it allows your body to get rid of the old sulfites and turn them into good sulfurs so they can be cofactors for your Krebs cycle over here. If we look at some other places, maybe SUOX show up or ACHY, that shows there's issues with sulfur. That also can lead to blood pressure issues and blood sugar issues. So you don't want the glutathione to be an issue. When I first started taking glutathione, it raised my blood sugar, but it wasn't long at all until it came down into normal range. And I monitor that pretty carefully. So I would look at these. Let's see what they do. Altercation associated with cellular damage involved a detoxification of oxidative damage to membrane lipids, so it might be dealing with cholesterol too. Involved in organization and function of olfactory system. And this one, very low density lipoprotein receptor associated with a gene of sporadic Alzheimer's disease. I don't know how. I really am going to go back and look at that, how lipoproteins, maybe they go to the brain. Maybe the cholesterol goes to the brain. Maybe we need to look at that too. Every case that you do, every evaluation that you do, leads to something else. It's amazing to me. Protects from oxidative damage, pathway to regulate cellular processes, removes sialic, S-I-A-L-I-C, acid residues from glycoproteins. That's blood sugar stuff. Oh, and that's in there twice. So these two must have the same function, even though they have a different name. Those might be good to get in under control. Now, we can look at some other things here. Just quick. Okay, I get it. Somebody's saying I'm over time. Amino acids, we want to look at the vitamins. I will hurry. Boron improves brain function. Boron gets low during menopause and perimenopause, and you get these creepy, crawly little feelings on your skin. Boron, well, that's biotin. Okay, a little different, but that's okay. Biotin comes from pork. Boron, thiamine, B1, we knew that. Vitamin K is low. Alzheimer's clients often have low. You can take your Vocalprint every day and see what your nutrients need to be. When you join the Guardian Network, you get the nutrition program for free. So any of you new people on here who are thinking about joining the Guardian, we would love it. And you get to come to the new class for free. I don't know if I showed you that. This is a Masters of Matters of Heart. If you join the Guardian, you get this $1,200 course for free. And I don't know how many of these softwares. But I see there's new people joining all along. We are going to be giving away some of the software that we just used, neuroplasticity and Alzheimer's. We will do a drawing from the people who send us. I want to be in the drawing, and you send it to drawing@soundhealthoptions.com. And I don't know how many copies of each of the softwares we'll be giving away. Robin, we're out of time, or we would go over this some more. I'll send all this to you, or you can take your own Vocalprint. Do you have these two programs?
I do not.
Ah, we need to do something about that. If people don't have the programs, they can send us their Vocalprint, and we will run them through the programs for them and give them a reference to whatever practitioner is closest to them. I'm looking at the chat. I totally ignored the chat. This is terrible. Richard, I was surprised you didn't volunteer.
I did volunteer a while ago, but I knew that you were deep in, you know, working, so I hate to, you know, interrupt that flow. It's always fun to watch you go down the wormhole.
Marcy said this is so complicated but so fascinating at the same time. It is, and it just looks complicated once you get onto it, it's a breeze because the computer really tells you what's going on. How much memory do we need on our computer to download all this awesome info? I think each program, I don't know, takes about, I can't remember. They're small programs because you activate them by hitting one button and then it activates everything. So they're really small to start with.
And I want to—I have to add just a little bit of clarification there. To keep in mind that the memory is what happens when you boot up your computer, and the temporary chalkboard that you're working on is referred to as memory versus hard drive storage. In a typical hard computer these days, you're going to have more than enough storage because these programs are not huge; they're good size, you know, decent size. So you should be
able
to do it.
Richard, can't people buy more memory and put it in their computer?
Typically, yeah. Yeah, you can put more memory in or have somebody put it in. It's not that hard to pop it open and put more memory in there.
One of the things that we do is we keep all the programs on the hard drive, on the computer, but every file that we make, we put on a hard drive. So we're not junking up our hard drive with all of the information. Yes, you have to have some number crunching program like Excel. Something like that. You don't have to have exactly that, but something like it. Well, that was a whirlwind, and it's fun. Please check out... Let me kill this. Please check out Brian's... Do I have the right one here? Please check out...
Biologicsnutra.com.
Yes, I'm going to put that in the chat. That little green thing fell down, and I couldn't get anywhere. So I'll put this back in the chat. This will be up for people to watch. Marie is having trouble downloading. It's not us. It is WebEx. It's taking about 30 hours to download one day, and they won't fix it. So we've got two or three computers running trying to download stuff. Marcy, I don't, something I need to get, not yet. Marcy, let us know more about this, what your grandparents had. This is a way for us to do predictive medicine, that we can look at what's going to happen. We can look at what our body needs. So please, any of you, you want to start out, there's downloads right there for free. You want to join the Guardian, you'll get a very special class, a two-day class on matters of the heart. And we're going to talk about everything from sex and love and pregnancy and chocolate.
Cha-cha-cha. Wow.
Thank you, Richard. I know I took up most of the time. I'm a pig on... Happy hour. You know, next week, we're not going to be doing Direction for Truth. We're going to be doing another happy hour, and we're going to do it on the sex factors. So build up your courage to volunteer or sign in with a fictitious name if you don't want everybody to know your personal business. Remember, send us drawing at Sound Health Options by 10 tomorrow morning. And we'll do the drawing by noon, and we'll see who gets the software, and we'll post it on Happy Hour. Can you let people know on your side, Richard, on your chat, what's going on?
Yes, I put things into chat. I can't after the fact, but, I might be able to add it to the page. We could post it there. Yes.
Okay. People are saying they're having troubles listening to the last show. If you go to WebEx, you won't be able to download or listen to the show. You have to do it from our site. So get in touch with Marie and see what's going on.
And also, if you want to just listen to the show, at least to be able to hear it, you can also go to Blog Talk Radio and look for any of the shows. You can either go to Blog Talk Radio and look for a show or go to iTunes and search for Sherry Edwards in the podcast section, and you can also find them on Stitcher.com. search for Sherry Edwards there. And the show, at least the audio of the show is available because that's recorded separately.
Yes, but what we do is so fascinating when people look at it. Cindy, I just put in Marie's address, marie@vocalprofiling.com, or here's a phone number. You can call her in the morning at 10. Whoops, I wrote the wrong number. You can call her, let her get her day started, and see if she can help you listen. We are having trouble getting them downloaded in a good way from WebEx. And if any of you know how to, it's not translate, how to make our files easier to read, ARF, then let us know, because that's what we're having trouble with. Okay, give you a few minutes to grab the chat. So go into the chat, click Control A, Control C, and then you've got the whole chat and all of those good links. And
I have to toss in a comment.
I see
a great comment. I just saw a great comment come in from Jimmy at WebEx, talking about he read at greenmedinfo.com that coconut oil, organic extra virgin, has been shown in studies to help with cognitive function, Alzheimer's, etc. And that makes sense because coconut oil has high levels of MCTs, or medium chain triglycerides, and that does help cognitive enhancement because there are actually studies done using MCT oils that not only help with fat burning, but they also do increase cognitive function. And I don't mean stimulate, I mean actually increase the actual action of the cognitive ability, probably due to synaptic jumping is my guess. But anyway, yeah, more coconut oil.
How about just eating coconut? Does that help?
That'll help, but you need really, that's the advantage of the MCTs, is that they have a much higher concentration of the medium chain triglycerides than the either eating coconut, which can be fun, or just coconut oil itself, which is a great cooking oil and a great fat. But the MCTs in that level, then you really want to be using something like a MCT oil, which are available from most purveyors.
Steve said it helps the body with ketones, an alternative fuel source. You sometimes get into trouble with blood sugar with ketones. Susan asks, what is paracetam? Is it good results with strokes? I don't know. Richard might know that.
I would think so, because paracetam does enhance cognitive, it does enhance, again, the cognitive function. And it seems to me that if I took more paracetam, I'd be able to remember, but it seems like there were studies in Russia where they used it for stroke function. As I say, paracetam, there are a bunch of racetams, but paracetam, if you go search for paracetam, it has the most solid, research done behind it because it's been around for years. You might even look for a book called Smart Drugs and Nutrients, by Steve Foulkes, Fowkes, and he talks quite a bit about paracetam.
Okay. Thanks, guys. Later.
Thanks, everybody.
We don't know what's going to happen
Q&A.
On Sunday.
It'll be fun. It'll be
yes.
Something.
Later.
Okay, bye.
Bye.